lightning in his hand and steel in his eyes. His trigger finger never hesitates. A lone figure in the dust, quicker than a shadow, deadlier than a storm. He lives by the bullet, where every showdown could be his last, but it never is. His legend is written in gunpowder and blood, every shot echoing through history. In a world where a heartbeat can cost you everything, he's always a step ahead of death. DJ Outlaw.
Good morning, Sigonella. It is currently 8:12, and I'm your host, DJ Outlaw, better known as Navy Seaman Jacob Hart. Today, I'm joined in the studio with Heather Holcomb, the recreation specialist with MWR Fitness. How are you doing today?
I'm fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic as well.
It's raining out there.
I can't wait to see it.
And I'm still trying to be sunshiny.
Hopefully it turns later in the day.
I'm hoping. It's just icky out right now.
Well, stay tuned. We've got some great information coming up for you next. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Here today we have Heather Holcomb, the recreation specialist for MWR Fitness, and we have got some great information for you.
The best information. So if you weren't listening last week, and I know you're new to Sigonella, so there used to be an event that we held here called Base to Base. It is literally a 7.25-mile run from one base to the other base through the open roads of the Triangle. You're looking at me like, who in their right mind would do that? But apparently, lots of people used to do that. We're bringing it back. More people are going to want to do it now. So we're super excited about it. Base to Base is going to be happening on Saturday, March 22nd. It, like I said, is a 7.25-mile run. It's going to start here at NAS 1. It's going to run through the Triangle, open roads, all the way over to NAS 2, and we'll have a little celebration at the finish line over there once participants have conquered the Triangle. Very excited. So the run's going to start at 7 a.m. We're going to have people checking in at 6 a.m. We'll need some volunteers. We've got tons of stuff for them to do. So we're super excited about the event. People will be parking at NAS 1, running over to NAS 2. We're going to shuttle them back here. We've thought out all the logistics. All you need to do, dear listeners, is start training. So increase your mileage, come to the gym and ask us if you have any questions about a training plan, and just start running. Just get yourself ready. Register for the event. Look for the posters around around base, both NAS 1 and NAS 2. We've got posters up. It's also in the Preview magazine. On one of the earlier pages, there's a QR code. Scan the QR code. Get yourself registered. Start training. Ella, you're looking at me like I'm crazy. Will you be participating, volunteering? What are you thinking? How are you going to be at base to base?
That is up in the wind at the moment. TJ Outlaw's going to be in the wind.
If only this was on camera right now, because you're staring at me like, who would do that? I would do that. I'm excited about it. I definitely think everybody out there should do it. So in order to complete the event, you need to be able to maintain a 14-minute per mile pace or faster, which, you know, it's a jog. You're going to be moving. So we just need to make sure that everybody is safely off the roads at a certain time. So let us know if anybody's got questions. Very excited about it. Will you be there?
Come on. I don't know, but I do want to know, what's the road condition going to be? Is it going to be blocked off? Is traffic going to be held up?
It's going to be very, very Sicily. So road conditions will be open. So there will be cars on that road, but you will be running from NAS 1 to NAS 2, and you'll be staying on, like, in the shoulder-ish, heading against traffic. So you'll see any vehicular traffic coming at you the whole time. It'll be early on a Saturday morning, so we do anticipate that roads won't be as busy, little slower traffic patterns on Saturday mornings. And we're going to have a bunch of volunteers and fitness staff out along the roads in reflective vests, holding flags, cheering you on, letting cars know you're out there, making sure that you're safe. We're just excited for a safe, successful event.
And if I were to find my motivation, how do I register for this?
Oh, yeah. So look for one of those posters anywhere around the base. NAS 1, NAS 2, we've got them up at the gyms. You'll find them around. Or grab the Preview magazine. Look for the QR code. You can also go on the MWR Sigonella Facebook page or the website. You'll get all the information there. The event is called Base to Base because you're running from one base to the other base. Very clever. We're very clever.
All right. We'll keep it right here. We've got some more information coming up next. You're listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best. Welcome back to the studio. I'm here with Heather Holcomb, the recreation specialist for MWR Fitness, and we've got some sports to talk about.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Angelina is not here right now, so you're stuck listening to me talk about sports, my favorite. So intramural flag football season does start tomorrow. Angelina has a coaches meeting scheduled tonight, so all you coaches out there, make sure you're at that meeting with her tonight. Everybody else, get ready because your season does start tomorrow. We just finished up the Captain's Cup flag football, so intramural's next. And then after that, the league starting February 21st is our Captain's Cup bowling league. Excited to bring bowling back. You've got a bowl with your command. It's not an intramural league. It is Captain's Cup. So now is a good time. Talk amongst yourselves. Try and figure out who's going to bowl on the team. And then you guys can pop over to the bowling alley to get registered or ask any more questions just to find out more. It's going to be $2 shoe rentals. And outside of that, you just bowl and let everybody in your command know who's the best at knocking things over. So, so that's what we've got next. And again, the bowling league is starting February 21st. Outside of that, give Angelina a call if you have more questions for anything else. Find her at the NAS 1 gym. Find her on the turf field. She's always around somewhere. She's got all your sports answers. I'm just here.
Well, thank you so much for coming in. I know you mentioned you have to get going off.
Yeah.
I just want to say thank you for all the MWR Fitness information you helped put out this morning.
Of course. Thanks for having me. I just want the community to be fit, fun, fabulous. You know, new year, new you stuff. So February, it's your month of fitness. Go have fun.
Perfect. You heard it here at 105.9 AFN Sigonella, the station serving you America's best.